Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed an ordinance through consent agenda that would accept and appropriate the remaining balance of $255,854.84 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response Grant, as well as appropriate just over $5,100 for the administrative fee on behalf of the Western Emergency Service Area, which aims to recruit new volunteer firefighters as well as retain existing members in order to protect and serve the service area. Assemblymember Tyson Cobb.
So when this service area was put together, there was a grant already in place, the Nilchik service area. And when they came together, there was a grant that originally had $298,650 in it. There is a balance of $255,854 and some change. And that is going to be transferred with an administrative cost of $5,117.10 to the borough for helping with that.
According to John Marsh, Western Emergency Service Area Fire Chief, the service area depends heavily on volunteers to respond to incidents adequately and safely, which are crucial to the service area providing safe responses to incidents. And the SAFER grant, as it's called, will fund a recruitment and retention program that will seek to increase recruitment of new volunteer firefighters and find ways to keep current members engaged in a long-term relationship with the department. The grant performance period provides reimbursable funding in categories such as personal protection equipment for new recruits, money for training and salary for a recruitment and retention coordinator, which will be assigned to a current employee. And the service area's goal is to establish a successful program that's fully integrated by the end of the grant performance period, which is on December the 9th, 2023. The Department of Homeland Security provides an annual application through the Assistance to Firefighters, which assists departments with funding for operations and safety. The topic of Eagle River and other northern communities breaking off from the municipality of Anchorage is now up for discussion once again. Questions over whether or not to separate the northern area of the municipality will be coming before the Anchorage Assembly this month, as Assembly Vice Chair Chris Constant proposed an advisory vote to start conversations with the community and policymakers. The question being raised would ask whether the areas of Eagle River, Chugiak, and Eklutno should be detached from the municipality and form a separate government. This has been an idea considered for years, more recently has been pushed by the group Eagle Exit, who advocate for a smaller, more local government. And Constant began drafting the process out last year, but due to COVID-19, he said it wasn't the time to do it. He now believes that it's the right time, and he's not the only one. His measure does not include, however, Joint Base Ommendorf-Richardson as part of the communities that would separate, and the question before the voters simply would be an advisory vote, not an action vote. Assembly members Crystal Kennedy and Jamie Allard, who both represent the Eagle River District, are bringing their own advisory vote proposal on the separation before the Assembly, but worded differently. As opposed to asking whether Eagle River and the northern municipality community should separate, their proposal would ask whether the community should investigate or explore potential for the area to be its own governing body, and whether or not they can establish their own local governance. Kennedy said the closer a government is to the people, the better served the people are, and the better they can make the decisions for the people in the community than Anchorage can for the community. And not everyone in the northern part of the municipality is in favor of the exit. Some want to stay as part of the municipality. The Assembly still will have to vote on these questions before either can be placed on the April 2022 election ballot. Each measure would need a simple majority to pass. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.